We term it through here a swamp.
Mm-hmm. Ever hear slough used?
Slough. Well, a slough is created by sometime or another, some particular stream has had a its bed in there, and it's reversed its course, changed its course, and left that old bed. And there's places in that it holds water, you see, that is called slough.
Mm-hmm.
That is not bog or swamp land. It's just an old creek branch or creek bed, you know, way sometime way back that it reversed its course and left this old bed, you see, mm-hmm. to hold water.
What are some of the creeks around here? Give me some of the names of them.
Well, we've got Pond Creek, and we've got Caney Creek, and we've got Baddish Creek, and we've got Long Creek, and Salt Lick Creek. I don't know, that's about all I can name.
Now, what do you call the high points of land around here?
Hills.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, nothing else that I know.
How about the high land in Tennessee?
Well, I really don't know. I've been in Tennessee, but I don't know, never was there enough to know what they call the high. Some call them knobs.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have a section in Kentucky up between Louisville and the Bluegrass section that they call the Knobs. I've never been in that. I don't know. It's just so they tell me it's just one little hill and then another little hill and just continues that way, you know.
What do you call these great big hills that are sometimes 10,000 feet high?
Mountains.
Now, getting on with rigs, on a wagon, what do you call this thing that goes up between the horses?
Tongue.
And if you have a buggy, these things will go on either side.
Shaves.
What?
Shaves.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the, when you're going to hitch up a single horse, this piece of wood that's crosswise and you put the lines to it?
Single tree.
Now if you're going to hitch up two horses, what do you?
You hitch to a double tree.
And you put the single trees on either
end? That's right, you put the single trees on each end of the double tree.
Mm-hmm. Now if your wheel began to squeak, what would you do?
Well, you'd have to grease the axle.
How would you do that?
Take the wheel off. By unscrewing a nut.
They don't have cotter pins.
No, none now that has cotter pins. You know, when I was a kid, they had what they call old, well, it was just an abbreviation, they had what they call old tar grinders wagons. That was a wheel, a wagon built by somebody that was a wagon maker. And the axle was wood, and also the thimble was wood. What I mean by thimble, you know, now there's a cast iron hollow piece that slips over the end of the axle. And then there's also one that slips in the hub of a wheel. But they were all, there was no iron about it. Just wood was trimmed down, you know, and it slipped in